Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's John Ostakovich, and here's what's happening. A federal judge has ordered the case involving Elon Musk and America PAC's million-dollar voter sweepstakes to return back to a Pennsylvania state court for a hearing at City Hall on Monday. With more, KYW's John McDevitt.
District Attorney Larry Krasner filed a lawsuit at the beginning of the week over the America PAC swing state sweepstakes in an effort to stop the giveaway, which he called illegal. Voters signed a petition agreeing with the First and Second Amendments and are eligible to win $1 million awarded daily through Election Day. A few days later, Elon Musk's legal team filed a motion arguing the case should be moved from state court to federal court because the matter is over a federal election. On Thursday, a federal judge weighed whether to take up the case. About 24 hours later, the federal court granted the emergency motion to remand, sending the case back to state court. Krasner claims the contest influences voters. Musk and the PAC say it's about the Constitution and are not telling people who to vote for. Meanwhile, around the same time the decision to send the case back to state court was made, Elon Musk posted on his social media platform X Friday's $1 million sweepstakes winner.
The U.S. Supreme Court on Friday rejected an emergency appeal from Republicans that could have led to thousands of provisional ballots not being counted in Pennsylvania as the presidential campaigns vie in the final days. The justices left in place a state Supreme Court ruling that election officials must count provisional ballots cast by voters whose mail-in ballots were rejected. The ruling is a victory for voting rights advocates who had sought to force counties, primarily Republican-controlled counties, to let voters cast a provisional ballot on Election Day if they had realized that their mail-in ballot was to be rejected for various garden variety errors. As of Thursday, about 9,000 ballots out of more than 1.6 million returned have arrived at election offices around PA, lacking a secrecy envelope, a signature, or a date, according to state records. President Biden continued touting himself as the most pro-labor president in history at a Northeast Philadelphia Union Hall Friday as he announced a bailout for grocery workers' pensions. Here's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb.
The president announced $684 million in funding from the American Rescue Plan to bail out the pensions of 29,000 members of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, including nearly 11,000 in Pennsylvania. The law has saved pensions for more than a million workers since it passed in 2021 without, as the president noted, a single Republican vote, which he attributed to the influence of Donald Trump.
You know, it's like you either vote the way of one guy wants it or you're in trouble. It's wrong. It's not who the hell we are.
But the visit to the Sprinkler Fitters Union was not quite a campaign event. It was more a chance for the president to bask in the success of his pro-labor policies.
Just since I've been elected, and I'm proud to be listed as the most pro-union president in American history, the middle class has grown. The middle class is growing. They're the best economy in the world right now because of you.
The president got a warm reception from union members who chanted, "Thank you, Joe."
KYW News Radio has learned that the city's blue-collar workers' union and SEPTA workers have discussed setting a joint strike date. That story from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
Leaders of District Council 33 and Transport Workers Union Local 234 met Monday to talk about a potential joint strike date if their respective contract negotiations don't make enough progress. DC 33 President Greg Ballware confirmed the discussions to KYW News Radio.
We feel like the unions in this city need to stay united in our plights And if we do so, we're stronger so for doing it.
DC 33's contract expired in June. Local 234's contract runs out November 7th. And Union President Brian Pollitt, in a statement to KYW News Radio, said Local 234 has historically not favored contract extensions, but would entertain one this contract cycle if it means a better agreement. SEPTA spokesman Andrew Bush said a joint strike date won't create more urgency.
The status of another labor contract or another negotiation wouldn't factor into this.
New Jersey lawmakers are trying to close a loophole left open in a previous piece of legislation designed to protect people's rights to privacy. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty picks up the story.
A previous state law made it a requirement to get consent when taking intimate photos of someone in New Jersey. Lawmakers in Trenton say they needed to add a second layer of consent for those sharing photos. Assemblywoman Lou Ann Peter-Paul is the prime sponsor of the bill.
In order for someone who initially consents to their picture being taken, if that they would then have to consent to that picture being distributed or shown to anyone else.
She says a common example of this would be pictures a couple shares with each other, but then they break up and sometimes those intimate moments are shared with others. Violations can come with fines up to $30,000. The bill passed the assembly unanimously. Peter-Paul hopes for a similar result in the state Senate when it's posted for a vote there.
That's the All Local. I'm John Ostakovich. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.